On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Workers should be given time off to vote on election day. Trade Federation giant COSATU has made the call, urging businesses that will remain open to grant employees time off to make their mark in the national polls. COSATU's Gerald Twala says despite May 29 being a public holiday and special voting available, some workers still have to report for duty, leaving them with limited time to wait in the queue to vote.
Some of the employers wouldn't really give employers an opportunity to go and vote. You find that they knock off very late at work, and by the time they arrive in the voting stations are closed. So that is why we lobbied social partners in NEDLAC to say, can't we speak in one voice and call on employers to allow workers reasonable time to knock off on the election day?
Two women have been killed in a double vehicle crash in Ottawa, north of Durban. The cars collided on Old Main Road this morning. Here's KZN VIP's Gareth Naidu.
Upon arrival of KZN VIP medics, it was established that there was a head-on collision involving a SUV and a minibus taxi. Paramedics began assessing. Traffic is still affected as law enforcement have to investigate the scene.
It's believed a pregnant woman is among those injured. President Cyril Ramaphosa has lauded Samuel Motswenyane for his contributions as the founding member of the National African Federated Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Motswenyane died yesterday at the age of 97. Often hailed as the father of black business, Motswenyane played a pivotal role in mentoring black business leaders. He was also a key figure in the establishment of African Bank. Ramaphosa has praised Motswenyane's commitment to fostering entrepreneurship and the values of Ubuntu. And in the U.S., Columbia University has begun suspending students who took part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations after they defied an ultimatum to disperse. The move follows almost 2 weeks of protests against Israel's war in Gaza that have swept through higher education institutions from coast to coast. In the latest crackdown, authorities at the prestigious varsity in New York said that students who didn't disperse by 6 in the evening would face disciplinary action. At the University of Texas in Austin, police clashed with demonstrators yesterday and used pepper spray while dismantling a protest camp. Meanwhile, back home, the presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya has called on Israel to ensure that humanitarian aid reaches Palestinians in Gaza without interruption.
More importantly, creating an environment that will be conducive to further negotiations as well as talks that will ultimately result in Palestinians being able to run their own affairs in their own state, and that will result in peace in that region.
A recap of Ali's story, COSATU's urging businesses that will remain open on election day to give workers time off to make their mark in the national polls. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.